Well, hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon, and it's time for a 5-Minute Friday. Let's talk all about intermittent fasting. This is one of my favorite topics, and it's the holidays. You're going to want to overindulge or indulge or go to parties and eat things. All your favorite holiday treats are in all the grocery stores and at all the parties, and it's the season. But there's a way to control what you eat, and there's a lifestyle that can dramatically improve your overall health, your anti-aging process, your longevity, your weight loss, and that is intermittent fasting or time-restricted eating. And I am doing this podcast again. I did it a year ago, roughly, and this whole year I've been intermittent fasting, and I've been really delighted with the results that I've seen in myself. And I think this is such a great, easy to do lifestyle change that all of us can benefit from. Intermittent fasting is an eating pattern that helps you cycle between periods of fasting and periods of eating. It's not really a diet. It is more about a lifestyle. And the idea behind intermittent fasting is that when we time restrict our eating, we allow the GI tract and the digestive process and the body to have time for rest, regeneration, and repair processes. When we eat all day long, like sprinklings of breakfast, lunch, dinner, snack, as we've previously been taught that breakfast is the most important meal of the day, that we need to eat frequent small meals, take lots of breaks, and have little mini meals all day long. We've previously been taught that, but more and more and more research shows that this is a bad way to fuel our systems. Because not only are you constantly putting food inside your digestive tract, your stomach, your colon, your intestine is always on. It never has a chance to empty, deplete, reset, and refresh. But also your insulin levels are chronically being stimulated. And usually when we fast, we have several benefits. Fasting improves your insulin sensitivity. Your levels of insulin drop dramatically. Your body starts drawing calories and energy from its stored body fat. You never start digesting the stored body fat that's living on your hips and in your belly until you stop eating. When you use all of your dietary calories, your body relies on glucagon, the stored sugar in your liver. When that depletes, you start using ketones. When that depletes, we have nothing else to do but burn fats. And this is very important for weight loss and improving your overall health. During your periods of fasting, the levels of your human growth hormones increase exponentially. That leads to fat loss and muscle gain. Cellular repair and autophagy happen. And the autophagy is a process where your cells break down and digest and remove old proteins and dead cells. And this is the time where you engage in cellular repair processes when you're fasting, not during periods of sitting and eating. When you are doing intermittent fasting, you will lose weight. And how do you intermittent fast? We often do a cycle of 16-8. That's the most popular method, where you fast for 16 hours and you eat for 8 hours. For myself, that looks something like I will go home and eat dinner right around 7 or 8 p.m., then trying to avoid midnight snacks, and I don't eat anything else after dinner until the next morning. I often will just have a cup of black coffee around 8 a.m. And then eat nothing till about noon. So if you think about it, 8 p.m. to 8 a.m., that's 12 hours. If you go till noon, that's 16 hours. And that is not that hard to do. And those 16 hours are a beautiful time for your GI tract to rest and rejuvenate and repair. Your brain thrives on this type of a pattern. And women's brains in general do much better with using the ketones that are produced during this process. You run cleaner, you think better, you don't have that perimenopausal brain fog. And I think that's really important to allow your body the time to rest and use its stored energy, stored body fats. So I, in the morning, will have a black coffee. You can do black coffee, you can do green tea, you can do water, water-based things, diet sodas even. Anything without calories is best if you want to remain in the fasting state. If you want to throw in a little bit of calories just for some mild sustenance and to not feel completely deprived, I would do like a spoon of my collagen powder. That's about 40 calories per teaspoon, and a little bit of inulin. And for me, when I stick that in my coffee, not only does it provide protein, a little dose of protein gives you 40% less calorie consumption throughout the day because you feel satiety and your stomach feels full. A little bit of inulin, which is a plant-based fiber, will give you also that feeling of satiety and your stomach feeling full and happy. So you don't automatically feel like you're starving and craving something. And that is a regimen that is very minimalistic calories. If you want to do it fasting, you're going to do just the black coffee only. And then 16 hours later, by the time it's noontime, you can eat. And what can you eat when you're fasting? You definitely want to try stay healthy. You want to try eat more greens, leafy vegetables, antioxidants, proteins. I definitely think that if you're making the effort to get healthier, at least Monday to Friday, be 80% good and eat green leafy vegetables and proteins during the day. Maybe have only one splurge meal per day if you're going to splurge. I like to eat clean Monday to Friday and Saturday, Sunday. You know, one of the meals of each day can be a little tiny bit of a splurge so that you can live a little. You got to be careful when you intermittent fast because for some people it can be stressful. It can result in side effects like too much hunger, constipation, a little bit more cortisol or stress levels can increase because fasting is a scenario where your body doesn't necessarily feel full calmness. It can feel slight stress. So I think you have to check if you're allowed to intermittent fast with your primary care doctor. Of course, you should clear all your diets with your doctor. But in general, when we've studied intermittent fasting, there's been a ton of evidence that shows that you will lose weight. Your blood pressure will improve. Your cholesterol and blood sugar will improve. And many studies that were done have been done on animals and rats. In animals and rats, you definitely see changes and improvements. In humans, the studies are just starting to show these kind of changes and improvements. We are starting to see in humans increased levels of brain-derived growth factor, the BDNF, the brain-derived neurotrophic growth factor, and improvement of growth of nerve cells, prevention possibly of Alzheimer's disease, and improvement of the adaptive pathways of the cells, like your mTOR pathways, which can improve cellular longevity. Especially in rats, it's been proven that when we deprive these animals of caloric intake by 30%, we can increase lifespan. And that is very dramatic and wonderful. And hopefully that'll translate to humans too, but it's not something that's been yet proven that longevity is going to happen when you intermittent fast. If you think about it, it's very much what the cycle that we use evolutionarily as humans being hunters and gatherers. We did not have the opportunity to graze and eat all day little mini snacks throughout the day. We didn't always have a wonderful breakfast waiting in the mornings. You had to hunt and catch and kill your food. And meals would be sporadic. Meals would be a big splurge and a binge. And in between, you'd have hunger and adaptation. And so I think that it's very much in our DNA to respond to this type of diet. Time-restricted eating is another way to do intermittent fasting. And that's where you fit all of your meals into an 8-hour period of the day. Like you eat what you want, but you eat between 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. or 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. And when you do this, the insulin levels dramatically improve, as well as blood pressure dramatically improves in people who eat like this, either intermittent fasting or time-restricted eating. So I think that there are lots of options for us as we approach the new year, as we're in the holidays, to eat better, to eat more strategically, to not eat, to intermittent fast, and to understand that the things we do now, including caloric restriction, can extend and improve your lifespan and your health span. It's not just about longer lifespan, but health span is how long are you going to remain healthy. It's important to find a diet or an adaptation that lets your body burn fat in between its meals. And it's important to consider some form of simple intermittent fasting if you want to improve your body's ability to age. When you're young and you're 20, it doesn't really matter how you eat, does it? It's when we get to be older in our 40s, 50s, and 60s and beyond that we really need to look at our strategies for eating and figure out what things work for our metabolism And I want you guys to definitely think about intermittent fasting. It's been so successful for me. I think I've definitely lost about 10 pounds, maybe even close to 12 pounds this year. And if you fall off track, it's really easy to get right back on it. So that's it for now, guys. I want you all to think about the 16-8 method of intermittent fasting, doing something for yourself that's going to change your body's ability to metabolize and your longevity and health span. That's it for now, guys. Stay beautiful and a little bit hungry. Don't forget to find me on my Instagram doing amazing things with people's faces. It's Beauty by Dr. K, D-R-K-A-Y. And our website is the same, www.beautybydrk.com. That's where you can find our amazing skincare and my collagen powder, Internal Radiance Collagen Powder. That has 12.5 grams of collagen peptides per serving and only 40 calories per serving. I use that with a scoop of inulin. Love inulin, and the two products together keep you really satiated throughout the day. Honestly, I don't even hardly ever eat till 2 p.m. every day. You can ask my staff. They think I'm crazy, but it really works. That's it for now, guys. Stay beautiful.